Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live in Franklin tonight as it's the Franklin girls hosting the Delhi girls. And I want to welcome you in to our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. A interesting matchup here. Someone just asked me as we were preparing, setting up our gear here, they said, when was the last time these two teams met on the girls' side? I know in recent years they did meet on the boys' side in sectionals when Delhi was playing in Class D. The last time I could remember was probably 2013, 2014, when Jordan Beers was still playing here for Franklin. Delhi came over here, well, let me see, yeah, it must have been 2013, 2014 season. I believe that was Jordan's senior year, and they beat Delhi in the first round of the sectional tournament that year. So I think it's been quite a long time since Delhi and Franklin have gotten together, even though they are neighboring school districts. So it's an interesting matchup here today in an interesting shortened season. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this one down, get you ready for tip-off. No JV game today, so it's a 5:30 varsity tip between the Franklin Purple Devils and the Delaware Academy Bulldogs. Again, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you in a few minutes here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Just want to give a quick shout-out to Franklin for allowing us to come into the building here tonight to broadcast tonight's game. Always appreciate all our local schools allowing us to come in to help bring these games to you so that, you know, I know a lot of the parents can't be here. Most schools are saying that no spectators allowed, so all the schools are doing web streams and doing everything like that. I know it's not the same as being here, but hopefully having these games on the radio will help as well. So we're getting you set for Franklin and the Delhi girls here tonight, and this is my first time coming to Franklin since they've redone the floor here. They redid it over the summer. Really, really looks good here, and just kind of lightens it up. Not that the old floor was that dark or anything, but just it's that new color here that really makes things pop, and I really like it, the purple logo in the center, and I really like the wood inside the three-point arc is a little bit different color. It's a little lighter near midcourt, so I just think it looks great, and I love when schools get to redo that floor. It really brings new life into each gymnasium. So we're going to pause one last time here before tip-off. We'll get you set with the starting lineups here tonight. It's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. You can visit them on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. So I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break and be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, This is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly residential and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. We are just underway between the Franklin and the Delhi girls. We'll get you those starting lineups in just a moment. Franklin girls win the opening tip. They'll have the basketball with Marissa Campbell working it to the inside. It was stolen, though, by Chella Schnabel. And here comes the Delaware Academy back up the floor. They're in the maroon uniforms with the black and the white trim. They take it down low, and Sophia Waken with a left-handed layup will put it up and in for DA. So it's an early 2-0 lead. Looks like Chella Schnabel will be guarding Kayla Campbell, the star player here for Franklin. Kayla gets around the screen, pull-up jumper, skims the front of the rim, and is out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Delhi. Starters here tonight for Franklin and head coach Mike Dutcher. Number 2, Marissa Campbell. Number 20, Paige Dutcher. Number 22, Kayla Campbell. Number 24, Zoe Warren. And number 32, Meredith Shivers. We'll get you those Delhi starters in just a moment. Here is Sylvia Little passing down low for Chella Schnabel. Zips one over to the far side for Libby Lamport to the interior for Waken. Puts it up and in. And so Waken now with two quick buckets right down the floor. And it's a 4-0 lead here for Delaware Academy. Then Franklin is going to turn the ball over with 6:58 to go in this first quarter and a 4-0 lead. Little snafu there on the inbound pass. And we'll give the ball right back to the Bulldogs. Here is Waken trying to pass it to the interior again. This is Delhi going right to left. They'll zip one to Schnabel in the right wing corner. Pumps it inside there for Sylvia Little. Misses the shot and a rebound for Kayla Campbell. And she streaks up the left wing side in front of the scorer's table. Campbell, the length of the floor, is double teamed in that left corner. And now we'll shake out of it. Tries to bank one high off the glass and scores. Kayla Campbell, her first bucket of the night, makes it 4-2. Delhi on top of Franklin with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Sylvia Little, streaks through the defenders, takes a pull-up jumper from the left elbow. It's no good. Rebound for Campbell, and an outlet pass here for her sister Marissa. 6:20 to go, first quarter. It's 4-2. Delhi on top of Franklin. And here is Kayla Campbell to the left side. Double-teamed again in that corner, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, loses control of it. Here's a steal by Amanda Nealis, taken right back, though, by Marissa Campbell. Finds Kayla. Wants to take it to the rim, little up and under. It's off the mark and no good, and a rebound for Amanda Nealis. Back down the floor on the left side. Nealis into the paint, dishes one for Sophia Waken. The jumper is too strong, and a rebound here for Franklin. But it's taken right back by Delhi. Waken gets a pass there from Chella Schnabel and puts it up and in. So Soph has the first 6 points of the game here for Delhi, making it 6-2 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Here is Paige Dutcher now to the high post for Meredith Shivers. Pull-up jumper is out of bounds. No, saved by Franklin, but it will go right to Chella Schnabel and back up the floor for Sylvia Little. Little in transition. A nice dish off there. Finds Sophia Waken, puts it up and in, and Waken has the first 8 points of the game here for the Bulldogs. With 5:15 to go in the first quarter, Delhi girls leading 8-2. Here's Kayla Campbell streaking through two defenders. We'll have an early foul here against DA. With 5:15 to go in this first quarter. And here is your Delhi starters tonight. They start with number 2, Libby Lamport. Number 3, Sylvia Little. Number 4, Amanda Nealis. Number 10, Sophia Waken, who has 8 points so far. And number 13, Chella Schnabel. Foul's going to be on Amanda Nealis. Her first, team's first, for Delhi. And here is Campbell with Franklin trailing 8-2. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the purple trim. And it says Purple Devils across the front of the uniform there. Dutcher will streak one to the far side for Zoe Warren, taken away, though, by Sylvia Little. Off to the races here for Sylve. She'll put it up and in, and Sylvia Little will score the bucket there. And Delhi is off to a 10-2 lead over Franklin with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 10-2 now the score with 4:55 to go here in this first quarter. And the Delhi girls are on top of Franklin here on the road. 8 points early for Sophia Wakin of Delhi. And so out of the timeout, Franklin will have the basketball. This will be Marissa Campbell doing the inbounding duty. Some full court pressure here from the Delhi Bulldogs. Looks like they'll try to pressure it as much as they can here tonight in certain spots on the court. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Marissa Campbell. Franklin handles the pressure nicely that time. Left side. Now they'll work it down low. Looking for Zoe Warren. Again, Franklin going left to right. They go to the high post. And back into the game now. Here is Lucia Temple. And we're going to have an early foul with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Let's see who this is on. Looks like Libby Lamport for Delhi. Her first, team second. No fouls on Franklin so far with 4:35 to go in this first quarter. Here is Marissa finding Kayla Campbell on the far side. We're going to have a charge on Kayla Campbell, as that was Libby Lamport taking the contact on the far side of the floor. And so Delhi will get the ball back with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Delhi leading 10-2. Sylvia Little will be doing the inbounding duties. And we'll walk it up the court and come across the Franklin Central logo at midcourt. Here is Little finding Libby Lamport, left wing side, now to Chella Schnabel. Schnabel, the excellent cross-country runner, does a great job for this Delhi basketball team, too. Schnabel into the paint. Dishes one far side. Here is Sylvia Little. Pull-up jumper. Left it short. Rebound for Paige Dutcher of Franklin. And here comes Kayla Campbell down the left side of the floor. Campbell trying to go coast-to-coast. She's fouled by Sylvia Little with 4:02 to go in this first quarter. And the score, 10-2, Delhi girls on top of Franklin here tonight at FCS. So the foul will be on Sylvia Little, her first, team's third. And that charge will be the first foul of the night on Kayla Campbell. And so Marissa Campbell will be doing the inbounding duties, finds Zoe Warren, steps in for a long two and hits it. A long two here for Zoe Warren. Gets her first basket of the game, and it's 10-4 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Here is Sylvia Little in the backcourt. Dumping one ahead now for Chella Schnabel. Wants to take it to the rim. The kiss off the glass is no good. Schnabel gets her own rebound, but it's intercepted here by Kayla Campbell with 3:40 to go in the first. Now here comes Kayla down the right side baseline. Goes back out to Zoe Warren. Finds Temple. Now back to Kayla on the right wing side, and there's no real estate there along that tight sideline. Ball out of bounds and back to Delhi with 3.5 to go in this first quarter. And so Sylvia Little will be doing the inbounding duties with 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. They try a long home run pass here to Sophia Wakin. Pull-up jumper there is off the mark, and a rebound for Marissa Campbell. Safely into the hands of Kayla in the backcourt with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. A bounce pass. They find Warren. Now to Temple at the high post. Goes to Marissa Campbell on the left wing side. Campbell pulls it down. Finds Kayla. Pull-up jumper here is off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Sophia Wakin. Kayla had a game-high 46 the other night in a comeback victory against the Walton Warriors. As here's Sylvia Little going coast-to-coast, putting it up and in. She has 4 points, making it 12-4 with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. The Delhi girls on top. Yeah, Franklin was down 20-2 at the end of the first quarter the other night on the road at Walton. They were able to come back and win. A missed shot by Franklin, rebound for Sophia Wakin, and now Sylvia Little with 2:45 to go in the first quarter is down. Looks like with an ankle injury possibly here, so we're going to step away and take a quick break on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-4. Injured player was Sylvia Little. Looked like she maybe rolled her ankle there in the backcourt. She did walk off and appeared to be putting a decent amount of weight on it with the help of Coach Bruce, so we'll hope that she's okay. We'll keep an eye there on Sylvia Little, pretty much arguably the best player for the Delhi Bulldogs. 2:35 to go in this first quarter. Delhi leads 12-4 on the road here tonight at Franklin. Here is Waken with a bounce pass back up to Libby Lamport and to the far side for Amanda Nealis. Nealis will step in for a jumper here. It was partially blocked. And ball loose on the floor now. Both teams scrambling for it. Nealis comes out of the pile with it and works her way back out for Chella Schnabel on the left wing side of the court. Goes to Sophia Waken, and we're going to have a traveling violation there on Waken. With 2:10 to go in the first and a 12-4 score, the Delhi girls on top of Franklin. A bounce pass, and here is Zoe Warren across the midcourt timeline for Franklin up the right side of the floor. Warren tries to find Kayla Campbell and does. Steps in for three. It's an air ball and a rebound on the far side for Libby Lamport. With 1:55 to go in the first quarter, Kayla just had to rush that one a little bit. I don't think quite had her feet set on that. 1:45 to go in the first quarter. Schnabel underneath finds Waken for the layup, and she puts it up and in. Waken, who will be playing at SUNY Oneonta next year for head coach Daphne Thompson, now with 10 points for the Delhi Bulldogs. With 1.5 to go in the first quarter, it's Delhi 14 and Franklin 4. Here is Campbell on the right wing side. It's stolen away. She tried to pass it to the interior, and that was Amanda Nealis with the steal. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. And here comes Nealis across midcourt. Pumps it to the interior, and we'll have a foul, as this was Julia Baxter looking to put that shot up for DA. Couldn't hit the shot, but she will go to the line with 1:17 to go in this first quarter. It's 14-4. Delhi girls on top of Franklin here at FCS. Paige Dutcher will come back into the game here for Franklin, and Jaritza Myers will head to the bench for the Purple Devils. And so Baxter will settle in here at the line with 1:17 to go in the first. First shot for Baxter is up and good. So that makes it a 15-4 ball game for Delhi. We'll see the Bulldogs again on Saturday at 6 o'clock. They'll be over in Norwich for a tip-off against the Purple Tornado. Shot here by Baxter on her second free throw is no good. Waken with a rebound, and then she was fouled and will head to the line. So that last foul was on Marissa Campbell, her first, team's third. And we'll see. This is also on Marissa, so that's her second. With 1:15 to go in this first quarter. And so Sophia Waken will settle in here at the line for Delhi for a shot in and out. Looked like it was going to just go down and then popped back free. So 1:15 to go in this first quarter. Second shot for Waken at the line, in and out. Another rebound, though, for Delhi, as that was Baxter crashing the boards. Gets it back out to Waken. They'll reverse it to the far side. Now back up for Nealis at the top of the key. And we'll have a foul on Kayla Campbell, I believe, here. Yes. So that's going to be two on Kayla Campbell and two on Marissa. With 1:07 to go in this first, that's a tough blow if you're an FCS fan, that's for sure. 15-4 the score with the Delhi girls on top here of Franklin. So Delhi will get the ball inbounds at midcourt. And this will be Abby Leahy, who is into the ball game. Now finding Nealis on the left side, as Delhi is in the maroon uniforms with the black and the white trim here tonight, going right to left on your radio dial. Here's Chella Schnabel. Left side steps in for a long 20-footer, rolled off the back of the rim, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Franklin. We will have a foul underneath on Abby Leahy. That'll be her first and the team's fourth. So both teams with four fouls apiece here in the first quarter. 47 seconds to go in this opening frame, and Delhi girls leading 15-4. Franklin trying to get a bucket late here in this first quarter on their home floor. As Kayla Campbell gets a screen, now we'll float one back to Paige Dutcher at the top of the key. Dutcher with a chest pass for Nikita Utter, who is into the game now for Franklin. Now back to Kayla at the top of the key. Campbell comes off a screen on the left side, looking for some real estate. Now to the right side with 25 seconds to go in the first. Campbell floats one into the near side corner for Paige Dutcher. Five on the shot clock. Kayla's going to have to fire one up from distance. It's off the mark. And a rebound underneath here for Baxter of DA. 12 seconds to go. Delhi leads 15-4. Back down the floor. They'll work it to the interior. Waken a little up and under. Good move. Couldn't finish the layup, though. Gets her own rebound and comes back out here to Chella Schnabel. And finally at the buzzer, a shot there from Abby Leahy on the left wing side off that pass from Schnabel, and the shot won't go. First quarter in the books. It's 15-4. Delhi on top of the Franklin girls here at FCS. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back to Franklin Central School. I'm Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU. And also our game audio archive. We record all these games. We upload them on our website. It's a tab called the Game Audio Archive. You can go back and listen anytime. It's all free of charge. It's a free download, courtesy of SFCU. Start of the second quarter here in Franklin. It's 15-4. The Delhi girls are on top of Franklin here on the road. Now we're going to have a foul underneath as Kayla Campbell was going for a right-handed shot from the right low block. Foul is going to be on Chella Schnabel, her first, team's first here in the second quarter. And Kayla Campbell will step to the line here for Franklin. She has 2 points so far tonight, and we'll settle in at the line. First shot for Kayla is off the mark. So 5 seconds gone in this second quarter in a 15-4 ball game. Sylvia Little did hurt her ankle for Delhi, and we'll have to keep an eye on her. Hope that she's okay down there. One of the stars for this Delhi team. Kayla Campbell's second shot is good from the line, so she has 3 points, and it's 15-5 with 7:50 to go in the second quarter. Schnabel at midcourt. We'll work it through. They find Sophia Waken. Her shot up off the glass is good. And Waken with 12 points. So Sophia Waken doing a very nice job so far tonight for DA. And it's 17-5 with 7:35 to go in the second quarter. Kayla Campbell forces one underneath with a little reverse layup, trying to get something going here for Franklin. Shot was off the mark and no good. Waken into the corner now. Pull-up jumper here for DA. It's no good. Rebound will be a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with DA. So Campbell with a little up-and-under shot down on the other end of the floor, and it just wouldn't go there. Trying to get a spark here for Franklin. 17-5 the score as Delhi has the lead. They'll look to work it in, and they do to Abby Leahy. Leahy stripped of the ball, though, and Kayla Campbell has numbers. Back down the floor for Franklin. Shot up off the glass. Won't go, but she is fouled in transition by Sophia Waken. And Waken will head to the line. And Campbell will head to the line here, I think. Oh, they're going to say this one was on the floor. So 7:15 to go in the second quarter. So Marissa Campbell will be doing the inbounding duties. First foul on Sophia Waken and the second team foul on Delhi in the second quarter. With their score, Delhi 17 and Franklin 5 with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. So Franklin will work it in. Into the corner now for Marissa Campbell for three. Got it. A nice three there from Marissa in the corner. Makes it 17-8 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. And here is Chella Schnabel across midcourt again as Delhi goes right to left. And here is Libby Lamport. Works it to the far side. Pull-up jumper for Leahy. Left it short. Lamport goes into the land of the trees. Got the rebound but stepped on the end line. and Franklin will get it back with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. So Delhi will continue to bring some full court pressure here. Leahy to the bench, and Lamport will come in with 6:50 to go in the second. And so Franklin will get it in, and Zoe Warren will get it across midcourt now. Dribbles, stops at the three-point arc, and we'll go back to Marissa Campbell. Little give and go back to Warren, steps in, thought about a 20-footer, didn't pull the trigger, though. Comes back to Marissa, now to Warren. She will pull it this time, and it's too strong, gets her own rebound. Turn around in the paint, tries to find Temple, who throws it back up top, and we're going to have a three-second violation here on Franklin with 6.5 to go in the second quarter, and our score is 17-8. The Delhi girls on top of Franklin. Little full-court pressure now coming from the Purple Devils. And D.A. will get it in. They'll float one to the far side. Looking through traffic is Amanda Nealis. And Nealis lost control of the basketball there. It was last touched by Franklin, so D.A. will hold on with Chella Schnabel. With 6:25 to go in the second quarter. And Schnabel underneath her own basket on the baseline looking to get it in. We'll work it into the corner for Baxter. And now back up to Libby Lamport. Far side for Nealis. A long two here. Won't go down. Marissa Campbell with a rebound. Outlet pass to Kayla across midcourt. Kayla into the paint. Tosses one up off the glass. It won't go. Rebound for Marissa. Marissa gets it ripped away from her. Franklin's able to hold on to it. A shot from Zoe Warren on the right side. Won't go. Rebound for Chella Schnabel. Streaking through everybody. Schnabel takes it to the rim. Left-handed layup won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Purple Devils will come away with it. They find Kayla on the far side. And she'll pump the brakes and pull it back out. Now zips one over. Finds Zoe Warren for a pull-up jumper. Off the side of the rim. Franklin rips down the rebound, though. We're going to have a traveling violation. And so, after all that, Delhi will get it back. With 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Looked like Zoe Warren was whistled for the traveling violation there with 5:45 to go in this second quarter. So Schnabel will look to get it in for Delhi and finally does to Libby Lamport. With 5:40 to go in the second quarter, Delhi girls leading Franklin 17-8. Schnabel tries to go coast to coast, lost control of it, does get it back, finds Nealis. Now to Lamport on the left wing side. Lamport for three, hits it. Lamport with her first bucket of the game, and a timeout is taken by Delhi as they pump their lead up to 20-8 over Franklin with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. In just a few minutes, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been serving the community since 1927. Delhi girls on the road here tonight at Franklin. They lead 20-8 with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Appreciate you joining us. It's been a fun and busy time here with high school basketball being back in full swing. But don't get used to it for too long. By mid-March, well, early March, I should say, it'll all be over. And we'll be on to football and soccer, and then we'll be on to spring sports. It's going to be wacky. A shot here by Kayla Campbell is off the mark. And a rebound for Delhi, and they'll work it back up the floor. Here is Sophia Waken on the left wing side. Straight away three now off her pass. That was Abby Leahy. Shot won't go. Rebound for Marissa Campbell. Marissa's been doing a really good job on the glass here. And that's going to be key for Franklin. If they want to try to make a little run, they're going to have to play well and keep Delhi off the boards. Here is Kayla Campbell to the far side. Passes one inside for Temple. She was double-teamed, lost it. Schnabel the length of the floor here. Right-handed layup won't go. Back out for Sophia Waken. Now to Abby Leahy, left side. Into the corner for Lamport for three. In and out. Ball loose. Both teams scrambling for it. We're going to have a traveling violation. Looks like they'll call that on Delhi. Wasn't sure if anybody actually had possession of it or not. Either way, Franklin will get it back with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Delhi girls leading 20-8 here at FCS tonight. And so Franklin will walk it up the floor here with Zoe Warren. She has 2 points so far tonight. And Warren will go to Kayla Campbell, who has 3 points for Franklin so far tonight. With 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Kayla pulls it down, goes to the far side now looking for Jaritza Myers. Myers back to Kayla Campbell. Kayla splits two defenders. A good pass down to Meredith Shivers. Pull-up jumper is good from the right baseline. Shivers with her first bucket, and it's a 10-point ball game. Delhi 20 and Franklin 10 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Girls high school basketball here tonight on CDO. Interior pass for Sophia Wake, and she gets tied up. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Delhi. So 3:48 to go in the second, and Franklin will look to work it in. They'll go to Zoe Warren. So Warren comes across midcourt, and the Franklin Central logo there. She'll find Meredith Shivers at the top of the key. Now back to Warren. Gets a screen from Marissa on the right wing side. Pumps it to the interior. Ball was stolen. Both teams scrambling for it there. We'll have another jump ball as Kayla was able to get her mitts in there at the last second. This time the arrow is going to give it back to DA. 3.5 to go in the second quarter, and Delhi will work it in. Delhi trying to find some new ways to work here as Sylvia Little is on the bench. Rolled her ankle. We'll hope she's okay. So guards kind of in some different places here for the Bulldogs early in this, well, I should say late in this second quarter now. Left side of the floor for Libby Lamport. Gets a pass and fires it up for a long three. Lamport now with 6 points. Off the feed there from Abby Leahy. And Delhi leads 23-10. Good looking shot there from Lamport. 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Pass to the right side for Marissa Campbell. Now to Shivers. Her pull-up jumper is good from the foul line. Meredith Shivers with a good bucket, making it 23-12 with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. DA in transition. They go back to Lamport. Pump fakes. Goes to the far side for Leahy. Leahy steps in. The jumper is short off the side of the rim. Myers with a rebound for FCS and safely gets it into the hands of Marissa Campbell and an outlet pass to Zoe Warren. Warren across midcourt, looking to get around her defender. Now to the high post for Shivers at the right elbow. Back to Warren. Thought about a long two, didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Shivers. Tries a straightaway three, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Waken with a rebound. And here is Sophia Waken trying to go coast to coast, and her right-handed layup won't go. And on the rebound, it's for Kayla Campbell, and now she is fouled on the far side by Waken as those two went shoulder to shoulder on that far sideline. Kayla appears to be okay. With 2:15 to go in the second quarter, both teams going to the bench, as this will be Alyssa Gioffi coming in now for the DA Bulldogs. And so, looks like who came in for Franklin here? That would be Lucia Temple coming back in. 2:10 to go in the second. It's 23-12. Delhi girls on top of Franklin. And Paige Dutcher with the basketball as Franklin goes left to right. Now a foul as Kayla Campbell got it in that right wing corner. See who the foul is going to be on. It's on Schnabel, her second, team's fourth. Franklin with no fouls in the second quarter, and Delhi with four. So Sophia Waken's going to come to the bench, and younger sister Cadence Waken will step into the ball game with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 23-12, Delhi girls leading Franklin here at FCS tonight. Kayla Campbell on the right side of the floor as Franklin goes left to right. They're in the white with the purple and the gold trim tonight. Kayla. Pass to the far side, looking for Meredith Shivers. Her shot is off the mark. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. Possession arrow on the jump ball is going to keep it here with the Franklin Purple Devils. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Shivers will be doing the inbounding duties here for FCS. Tries to float one up high, and the pass was intercepted. Delhi will come away with it. Here's Chella Schnabel on a breakaway. Right-handed layup. It's up and good. Chella Schnabel with her first basket of the game makes it 25-12 for DA over Franklin. Kayla Campbell in transition. Her jumper won't go down. And a rebound loose on the floor. Picked up here by Julia Baxter. And it looks like we're going to have a foul on Shivers with 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Yeah, foul will be on Shivers here. That'll be her second and the team's first. So again, you'll want to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. 25-12, DA on top of FCS here tonight in Franklin. Chella Schnabel across midcourt, a bounce pass to the left side for Libby Lamport. And now back as they reverse it to the right wing side here for Gioffi. She goes to the interior. Turnaround shot here from Baxter. It won't go. Wakin with the rebound. Gets tied up. We'll have another jump ball. Boy, this has been a game of jump balls so far. And D.A. will have the favor of the arrow this time. With 1:10 to go in the second quarter. And Delhi on top 25-12. Here is Chela Schnabel on the baseline looking for a pass to the interior. Has to quickly get it in and does. Finds Gioffi a little up and underneath there. It was blocked out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Franklin. Last touched by D.A., they say. With 1:05 to go in the second quarter. Purple Devils will look to work it in. And they do to Warren, who gets across the midcourt timeline. 1 minute to go before the halftime break. Here is Shivers at the foul line. Pull-up jumper is good for Meredith Shivers. She has 6 points. She is Franklin's leading scorer right now with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Delhi leading 25-14. Still a manageable deficit here for Franklin. And that's going to be a traveling violation here on Cadence Wakin. And so Franklin will get the ball back with 45 seconds to go. This would be big. If Franklin could get a bucket on this possession, you'd have to think they'd go into the locker room feeling pretty good. Right side of the floor now for Kayla Campbell. Finds Shivers at the high post. It was blocked out of there by Baxter. And the ball goes to Libby Lamport. Lamport across midcourt and to the right wing side. Picks up her dribble and feeds one for Amanda Nealis. Nealis back to Lamport, who has 2 threes so far. Shot clock and game clock are almost identical at 16 seconds left here. A shot from Gioffi, no good. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. She glances up at the clock, takes it down the length of the floor, was stripped of the basketball. It's taken away, but Franklin gets it back with 5 seconds. They go to Campbell in the corner. Kayla zips one back up to Marissa with 1 second left. The shot is no good. And that's our halftime score. Delhi 25 and Franklin 14. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming right up. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
You wouldn't go to a florist to...
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back to Franklin Central School, our halftime score in this girls' varsity basketball contest. It is the Delhi Bulldogs 25, the Franklin Purple Devils 14, and it's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito, serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Here's our first half scoring summary. First for Delhi, 12 points for Sophia Wakin, 6 for Libby Lamport, 4 for Sylvia Little, 2 for Chela Schnabel, and 1 for Julia Baxter. Now, late in the first quarter, it was Sylvia Little going down with that ankle injury. I didn't exactly see what happened. Sylvia was in the backcourt for Delhi, and then all of a sudden, boom, she was on the floor. And we will hope that she is okay. Walked over to the bench with the help of Coach Bruce, was kind of gingerly walking on it. We hope that she's okay. I don't know if we'll see her again tonight. I'm sure Coach Bruce is going to be very careful with that. And they have a big game on Saturday on the road at Norwich at 6 o'clock, another game that we will do here on WCDO. So you wonder there, do you try to get her back in here tonight? Do you just try to wait it out and see if she can be 100% or as close to 100% for Saturday's game at Norwich? Because you will definitely want a guard like Sylvia to help you with that Norwich pressure. We've talked about it a lot of the time, that Norwich brings a lot to the table in terms of that press, so you're going to need all your guards. So Sylvia Little with those 4 points. We'll hope that she's okay from that ankle injury. On the other side for Franklin, a team-high 6 points from Meredith Shivers, 3 from Marissa Campbell, 3 from Kayla Campbell, and 2 for Zoe Warren. Franklin getting some good looks at the basket from some of those players not named Campbell. And so I think if Franklin's going to try to make a comeback like they did the other night, again, they were down 20-2 on the road against Walton. They were able to come back, but Kayla did have 46 that night, so she did put this team on her back and carry them to victory. Some of those other players are going to have to step up, make a couple more shots, and they're going to have to try to continue to find a way to get Kayla open, as Delhi has really just been swarming all over her on defense, making it very difficult. She's had to take some off-balance shots, some shots from weird angles. So I'm sure Coach Dutcher will draw something up and they'll find a way to get her open. That's what Franklin does. They are used to everybody throwing everything they have at Kayla and Marissa. So we'll see in the second half if Franklin is able to adjust and get some good looks for Kayla and for Marissa as well. So it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow. I'll be at Gilbertsville Mount Upton, as it'll be the Edmiston boys taking on GMU at 7 o'clock. Join us about 10 minutes early for the Butler Auto pregame show. And then on Saturday, we'll have the Delhi girls at Norwich. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off. And again, join us just a little bit earlier for the Butler Auto tip-off show. There are 14 games in the area tonight. It's certainly a busy night. And the next two nights, Friday the 26th and Saturday the 27th, is pretty much the same deal. There are just games galore because you get into next week, and that's really the last week the teams are going to be playing games. And so it's another packed week. There will be some games beyond March 6th, like Cooperstown, for instance, will be playing beyond March 6th because they're in Section 3, so they have a little bit different approval. We did find out today that Richfield Springs here in Section 4 got approval, but since they're starting so late, the section granted them an additional week to try to play some teams from Section 3, so they'll be getting some games in. So the wackiest season that any of us can remember will continue. So besides that, in 2 weeks, a lot of these players will be starting a soccer season, a field hockey season, a football season, depending on what school you go to. And those games will be starting on March 19th and running through just about the end of April, probably about April 24th range. And that's when the spring sports would start of track and field. You would have baseball and softball and lacrosse at certain area schools. So, boy, it's going to be an interesting next couple of months. And fingers crossed, knock on wood, that everything stays the same. Everybody's been following the protocols, following the rules, and getting the job done. So it's been so far so good for the basketball season. I've been to a couple different schools, been trying to cover as many teams and games as we can. And so far, everything has been really well done by all these schools. Kudos to them. All right, we'll take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, our score at the break, Delhi girls on the road at Delhi leading, Delhi girls at Franklin on the road leading 25-14. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the third quarter here in Franklin, and the Franklin girls will have the ball. Sylvia Little back in the ball game now for Delhi, so we'll see if she's okay with that ankle over the next couple of minutes. We'll keep an eye on that. She did have 4 points before turning that ankle in the first quarter. So Franklin now going right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the purple and the gold trim. ball knocked away. Franklin with control of it still, though. Delhi is in the maroon uniforms with the black and the white trim. Purple Devils with the basketball. Trailing 25-14. They get it to the high post here for Shiver. She gets tied up. Possession arrow is going to give it back to DA on the jump ball. So again, our scoring summary from the first half. Sophia Wakin with 12 points, Libby Lamport with 6, and Little with 4 for DA. On the other side, it was Shivers with 6, and then Marissa and Kayla with 3 apiece for the Franklin Purple Devils. And so across midcourt, here is Sylvia Little. Chest pass finds Libby Lamport. Steps back for a deep 3. It's too strong. Schnabel with a rebound here for DA. Gets stuck in the paint, and we will have a jump ball. And possession arrow is going to give it back to Franklin. I like watching Chella Schnabel play. She is a runner first. I think we all know that about her, but she loves playing basketball, loves to bring that grittiness to the game. Was a state champion on that Delhi Girls Class D state championship cross-country team last year and is one of the best local distance runners we have in the area. So hope to have Chella on my podcast sometime and chat some more about that. Always good to have a good cross-country talk on there. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball loose, and it will roll out of bounds at midcourt, and will stay with Franklin. Good pressure defense there by the Bulldogs as they lead 25-14. 6:55 to go in the third. Franklin with the ball. Zoe Warren finds Kayla Cantfell on the left side. She is double-teamed, and will have to dish it off. There's two on the shot clock. A straightaway three there for Warren is an air ball out of bounds, and the possession will go back to DA. Franklin still trying to find a way to open up and get some shots here against this tough Delhi defense. Here is Libby Lamport on the right side. Goes back to Sylvia Little. Floats one across and finds Amanda Nealis. Nealis a floater in the paint. Won't go. Rebound for Shivers. And we'll have a jump ball again. And the possession arrow will keep it with DA with 6.5 to go in this third quarter. And again, Delhi leading 25-14. They'll look to get it in. This one to the high post for Sophia Wakin. She's in a tough spot, gets tied up with Kayla Campbell. Another jump ball. And this time the possession arrow is going to give it back to Franklin. So I think that's, what, 3 or 4 jump balls already here in this third quarter. That just shows me that both teams are willing to get on the floor and get scrappy for it. I like that. 6:20 to go in the third. Kayla across midcourt splits two defenders, stops and pops at the foul line. Shot is no good. Off the glass and a rebound for Libby Lamport of DA. Lamport will come across the midcourt timeline. Slows down here on offense, pumps the brakes, and now goes to the left wing side for Amanda Nealis as DA goes left to right here in the third quarter. They go to Little. She'll bounce pass to Sylvia Little, to Chella Schnabel. Schnabel down low finds Amanda Nealis, and she puts it up and in. Nealis' first bucket of the ball game makes it 27-14 with 5:45 to go in this third quarter. Purple Devils across midcourt. They'll find Zoe Warren. Works it back to Marissa Campbell, now to Kayla in the corner on the left side, on the three-point line. 15 on the shot clock. She zips it over to Paige Dutcher. Her jumper won't fall. Rebound loose. Both teams scrambling for it. Franklin comes away with it. Back out to Warren. Pull-up jumper is good for a long two on the right-wing side from Zoe Warren, making it 27-16 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Lamport across the midcourt timeline. Chest pass for Sylvia Little. Little skips across the top of the defense and into the right wing corner now for Lamport. Bounce pass back to the top of the key for Chella Schnabel. Now to Nealis with 10 on the shot clock and 5 minutes here on the game clock. Now to Lamport. Bump fakes, gets into the lane, goes back out for Nealis, working it down low on the right low block for Wakin. Her shot won't go. Schnabel the rebound. Her left-handed layup also won't fall. And the rebound somehow finds its way into the hands of Franklin. They lost it, though, as Zoe Warren tried to get that one over to Marissa Campbell. Banged off of her hands and out of bounds, so possession goes back to DA with 4:47 to go in the third, and our score is 27-16. Delhi girls leading Franklin here in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Delhi works it to the interior, but again, a game of hot potato. They couldn't hold on to it. And the officials are going to say it's going to stay with Delhi. So Sylvia Little, again, looks a little kind of walking gingerly on that ankle, I should say. Now she takes it into the paint, tosses one up. Yeah, you can just see she's not 100%. But she's trying to gut her way through this here for DA. A steal there off that block, and they go to Marissa Campbell in the left wing corner. Steps back for a long three. That one won't go. ball is loose on the end line, and it's going to go back to D.A. Kayla was trying to chase that one down but couldn't get there in time. 4:18 to go in the third. It's 27-16. Delhi girls leading Franklin on the road here tonight at FCS. So Delhi will get it in. They find Sophia Wakin. Ahead now for Amanda Nealis. Nealis in transition, and it'll be a kick as she tried to bounce pass it into the lane. And it was kicked there by the Purple Devils on defense. 4:15 to go in the third. 27-16 lead for DA over Franklin on the road. This high school girls varsity basketball contest. An early start here tonight as there was no JV game. Inbounds pass for Sophia Wakin. Her shot from the right baseline is short. Kayla Campbell comes out of the fray with the rebound. Campbell in the backcourt gets across the midcourt timeline. Bounce pass ahead for Warren. And now back up to Kayla. Kayla with a little spin move onto the right elbow. Back over to Paige Dutcher. Chest pass into the corner now for Lucia Temple. Lost control of it. Ball will roll out of bounds. And will stay here with Franklin with 3:50 to go in the third. And so Marissa will work one in for the Purple Devils. They'll go to the far side, and they'll try to get it inside from Temple there to Kayla Campbell, but it was punched out of there with four on the shot clock by Chella Schnabel. And we'll see if the Purple Devils are aware here of the low shot clock. And so Franklin will get it in. They try to go to Campbell in the corner. It was knocked out of bounds. Two on the shot clock now with 3:44 to go in the third. And so Marissa will work it in. Stolen away, though, by Chella Schnabel. She's off to the races down the left wing side. Kayla's giving chase, but Chella goes the length of the floor, puts it up and in. So Schnabel now with 4 points, and Delhi leads 29-16 with 3.5 to go in this third quarter. Franklin with the basketball. They go to Kayla Campbell on the left side in front of her own bench. The benches are on the near side today, where traditionally they're on the far side here at Franklin. And a pull-up jumper from Paige Dutcher off the assist there from Kayla Campbell is good. First points of the game from Dutcher makes it 29-18 with 3:10 to go in this third quarter. Schnabel picks up her dribble in a tough spot, has to zip one through the press, finds Sophia Wakin. They break it now. They go to Amanda Nealis. Nealis at the right elbow, goes back to Sylvia Little. Pull-up jumper for Sylv, hits the back of the rim and won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Somehow Franklin will come away with it with 2:50 to go in this third quarter. Boy, Sylvia Little is really trying to gut it through this ankle here tonight. Just tell she is not 100%, especially when she goes for that jump shot there. It just looks like it's in, looks like it's hurting her and giving her some pain. Now she gets a steal, though, at midcourt. Here's Sylv down the left wing side. Sylvia with a fake takes it to the rim and scores. So Sylvia Little with 6 points makes it 31-18 with 2:25 to go here in the third. I wonder how long they'll leave her in there. Kayla Campbell at the top of the key gets a screen, comes off, tries a deep three, died on the front of the rim. Little with a rebound. And an outlet pass here to Amanda Nealis with 2:10 to go in the third, and Delhi on top 31-18. Shot in the corner for DA from Libby Lamport. It was a long three. It wouldn't go. Marissa Campbell with a rebound. Ahead now for Kayla. Kayla down the left side. In transition, tries to go up, and we'll have a foul on the floor here, I believe, on Delhi with 2 minutes to go in the third. With a score again 31-18 in favor of the Bulldogs. Team foul situation. This will be the second, as Sylvia is going to come to the bench here, and so is Sophia Wakin. Foul's going to be on Chella Schnabel, her third, team's first in this third quarter. No fouls on Franklin in this third quarter so far. So Marissa Campbell will be doing the inbounding duties, tries to get it to Kayla, but it was intercepted by Chella Schnabel, and she'll shovel one to the far side, looking for Abby Leahy. Leahy puts it right into the breadbasket of Libby Lamport. Now to the far side for Schnabel. Holding on to it here with 15 on the shot clock. Steps into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Schnabel is good. And Schnabel now has 6 points. Makes it 33-18 with a minute 35 to go here in this third quarter. Delhi's only loss this year was to Oneonta. It was a great game early in the season. I believe it went to overtime before Oneonta was able to pull away just at the end over the Bulldogs. Leahy in the backcourt with a minute 20 to go in the third. Will bring it for Libby Lamport. Far side for Nealis. Steps back for a three. Nealis couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Baxter. DA holds on to it, but a steal down by Marissa Campbell into the hands of Kayla with 1:05 to go in the third. Spinning across midcourt, here is Kayla Campbell. Working it to Warren, now to Marissa Campbell on the left wing side. Pulls up for three, hit the side of the rim and out of bounds. with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Our score is 33-18, Delhi girls leading Franklin. Want to make sure you stay tuned. After the fourth quarter, we'll have our post-game show with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Always a fun way to end each broadcast. 45 seconds to go in the third. Delhi trying to add more to it. A three in the corner for Nealis won't go. Rebound for Shivers of Franklin. Into the safe hands of Kayla Campbell in the backcourt with 35 seconds to go third quarter. Across the midcourt timeline. Campbell will float one to the far side looking for a teammate in the corner. That was Gretchen Ackley. Pass was stolen away, though. And back comes Delhi down the floor. They will find Chella Schnabel. Right low block, and her jumper is good. So Schnabel now pumps it up to 8 points, and it's 35-18. So we come up on 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Zoe Warren across midcourt. Warren to the right side finds Kayla Campbell with 6 seconds left here in the third. Campbell trying to desperately get off a shot. She's going to have to force one. It was rolled out of bounds. She lost control of it with 1 second left. And Delhi will just inbound the ball to end this third quarter. Bulldogs will get it in. And our third quarter score is 35-18 as we start the fourth quarter here in Franklin. We'll be right back. Again, Delhi leading 35-18. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otigo. 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the fourth quarter here in Franklin. It's the Delhi girls leading 35-18 over the Franklin of Purple Devils. Leading scorers 12 for Sophia Waken of Delhi. And then you have 8 for Chella Schnabel, 6 apiece for Sylvia Little and Libby Lamport. On the other side for Franklin, Meredith Shivers with 6 points, Kayla and Marissa Campbell with 3 points apiece for Franklin. Kayla and Marissa might not be putting in a ton of points here tonight, but boy, they're doing a good job on rebounds, steals, anything they can. Now a steal here, speak of the devil, by Franklin. Long pass ahead here, and Kayla goes up for the left-handed layup and is fouled. I believe this is going to be the fourth on Chella Schnabel with 7:45 to go in this fourth quarter. Schnabel took a heck of a hit there. She collided with Kayla's. They went up for that layup opportunity there. So, yeah, that will be the fourth on Schnabel and the first here on Delhi in this fourth quarter. So first shot at the line for Kayla Campbell is up and good. So she has 4. Makes it 35-19. Franklin trying to slice into this Delhi lead, as Kayla will step to the line for her second shot. And this one is no good off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes down for Julia Baxter. Outlet pass to Chella Schnabel down the right side of the floor as Delhi goes left to right. Schnabel at the top of the key. Zips one through. Finds Baxter on the far side. Good move. Missed it, but Waken was right there to clean it up. She puts it up and in, and she has 14. And Delhi now leads 37-19 with 7.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Excuse me. Franklin with the basketball. Here is Kayla Campbell on the right side of the floor. Gets to the top of the key. Was stripped of the basketball. We will have a foul, though. And this one's going to be on Sophia Waken. That will be her third and the team's second. Again, no team fouls on Franklin here in this fourth quarter. Kayla gets the ball off the inbounds play. And will zip one to the far side looking for Jaritza Myers. Now back to Kayla, steps back for a three. This one is too strong off the back of the rim, went up over the backboard and out of bounds. And so with 7:03 to go here in the fourth quarter, Delhi will get the ball back. Schnabel will work it up across the Franklin Central logo at midcourt. Schnabel stops, passes one down low for Baxter, puts it up and in and is fouled. So Julia Baxter is going to have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. She now has 3 points and will head to the line with 6:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's 39-19 as Delhi is on top of Franklin. And so stepping to the line will be Baxter. Foul on the play was on Marissa Campbell. And that will be her third. Baxter's shot is good. Good-looking move there and a nice foul shot to complete the three-point play. Gives Delhi a 40-19 lead. Here is Campbell in the backcourt. Comes across the midcourt timeline as Franklin goes right to left. Bounce pass for Warren to the far side here for Myers. Now back to Marissa Campbell at the top of the key. For Warren, little give and go back to Marissa. Again, straight away from the basket, 10 on the shot clock. Marissa looking for options, goes to Kayla. Kayla with 6 on the shot clock. We'll feed one to the far side for Shiver. She fires one up, and it won't go. Rebound for Sophia Wakin. Wakin down the right side of the floor. Tries to dump one off, looking for Chella Schnabel. It was stolen away, though, by Marissa Campbell with 6:10 to go in the fourth. And across the midcourt timeline here is Zoe Warren. Warren thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Pulls it down. Now goes to Kayla Campbell on the right side. Franklin working the basketball around. Kayla at the top of the key. We'll go to the right side with 5:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Pull-up jumper for Campbell. Won't go. Rebound for Chella Schnabel. She works her way ahead and finds a streaking Sophia Wakin. Left-handed layup is up and good. And Sophia Wakin has 16 points, making it Delhi 42, Franklin 19 with 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. There is Kayla Campbell, left wing side. Little give and go with Shivers, gets it back. Campbell with 15 on the shot clock, gets a screen, looking to find her way open, goes to Zoe Warren. Now they go to the high post. Far side for Meyer, steps in for a jumper, rolls off the back of the rim. Warren gets it back out, finds Kayla Campbell for 3, side of the rim, wouldn't go down. Kayla just can't buy a bucket here at the moment. With 5:10 to go, Franklin trailing Delhi, 42-19. Schnabel in transition, goes for Libby Lamport in the corner, in and out for 3, rebound for Shivers. Outlet pass to Kayla Campbell, and a pass to the far side for Zoe Warren. Both teams looking to get some subs at the next whistle. Marissa Campbell on the left wing side, goes to Kayla. Little give and go back to Marissa. The kiss off the glass is no good, but she is fouled. I think this might be on Schnabel, which I think... No, they're going to give it here to Libby Lamport. So her second, team's third. And so Sophia Wakin will head to the bench as well as Julia Baxter. Gretchen Ackley will come back in for Franklin, and Myers will head to the bench for the Purple Devils. 4:45 to go in the fourth. It's 42-19. Here is Marissa Campbell at the line. First shot is up and good for Marissa. So she now has 4 points. Balanced scoring for Franklin, 6 for Shivers, 4 for Warren, 4 for Kayla Campbell, and 4 for Marissa Campbell, 2 for Paige Dutcher. So Marissa at the line. Her second shot is good. So Marissa now with 5 points. And it's 42-21 with 4:45 to go in this fourth quarter. And Delhi with the basketball. They're in the maroon with the black and the white trim. They're going left to right. A pass into the interior for Nealis is no good. A rebound there. Or it was more tipped over there to Cadence Wakin. She was fouled and will head to the line. With 4.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter, Wakin will be stepping in for her first foul shots. So Wakin's first shot is no good. A line drive at the front of the rim won't go. Again, I'll say it before. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think it's very quiet in this gym, or any gym I'm in for these foul shots. Wakin's second shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Marissa Campbell. Boy, it gets so quiet. I feel bad if I'm talking during the foul shot. That's what happens when you have no fans. A little give and go, and this one will go from Ackley to Kayla Campbell, and she's able to score the right-handed layup, and she's got 6 points. Makes it Delhi 42, Franklin 23. 4:15 to go. Schnabel's going to take it coast to coast. Does it herself. She's got 10. Timeouts taken by Delhi. 4:13 to go in the fourth. Delhi girls on the road, leading Franklin 44-23. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
For honest, dependable, and hassle-free tax preparation, see the trusted professionals at Taxmaster of Afton and Bainbridge. The Taxmaster team offers 65 years combined experience. Taxmaster offers free electronic filing, hassle-free, dependable, and trustworthy. See Taxmaster, 191 Main Street in Afton, or 10 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 639-1725 or 967-3200. Get to Taxmaster and get it over with.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Franklin with the basketball with 4:05 to go here in the third quarter. And this will be Kayla Campbell in front of her own bench on the left wing side. Campbell will zip it across the top of the defense, finds Warren to Shivers, now back to Warren on the right wing. Now they'll feed one for Kayla Campbell. 10 on the shot clock. Has to go to the high post for Warren. Pull up jumper, won't go down. Rebound is for DA, and we'll have a foul underneath on Franklin with 3:45 to go. And the Delhi girls leading 44-23. We'll have our postgame show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Those awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACO Brands of Sydney. And don't forget, if you're listening online, you can go to our game audio archive. It's a free download for any game we've done at WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. 3:40 to go in the fourth, and it's 44-23. Delhi trying to add to it. Libby Lamport's splash from downtown. Lamport's third three of the game. She has 9 points for DA, and they pump that lead up to 47-23. With 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Good-looking shot there from Lamport. Franklin passes to the interior. Marissa feeds one back out for Paige Dutcher, and the jumper is good. Paige Dutcher now with 4 points, and it's 47-25. Franklin back down, or excuse me, Delhi back down the floor. Franklin hustling back on defense. Delhi will throw that one away as they were looking for Waken in transition. And Alyssa Gioffi will come back in. That will send Abby Leahy to the bench with 3:10 to go. So Franklin trailing 47-25. They will have it in the backcourt. And we'll try to look to get it to the high post. Next game for Franklin, the Davenport girls will be here on Saturday. So that's the next time that both these teams will play. Delhi will be at Norwich, and Franklin will be hosting at Davenport on Saturday. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Kayla Campbell, pull-up jumper. Not enough mustard on that one. It died on the front of the rim. A rebound now for Delhi. Gioffi with an outlet pass finds Chella Schnabel with 2.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. Good feed by Schnabel underneath, finds Waken, and she puts it up and in. Cadence Waken makes it 49-25 with 2:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Franklin with the basketball, working it around to the right wing side. They try to pump it into the corner, ball loose on the floor. Kayla's able to scoop it up here for Franklin. Back out to Zoe Warren. Her shot won't go. Rebound for Gioffi underneath for DA. Gioffi in transition. Bounce pass ahead, finds Schnabel. Pump fakes, but they'll say she traveled, and the ball will come back to the Purple Devils with 2:05 to go. So the marathon week continues. We were supposed to do a game Monday. It got snowed out, and since then we've done games on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And we'll have games on Friday and Saturday. So if you needed a basketball fix after 11 months off, we're certainly trying to bring it to you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. So tell your friends, you know, if they're home at night, it's a cold, chilly night, tell them to turn on the radio and listen to some good high school basketball. It's back again. Myers with a pull-up jumper for Franklin at the line. It won't go. Schnabel with a rebound for DA. Chella's played very, very well today for DA. I've been impressed. Gioffi down the floor. We'll find Waken underneath. Good bucket there and a good pass from Gioffi. And so Waken now with 4 points. Minute and a half to go. 51-25 the score. Ball is stripped out of the hands of Kayla, but she's able to push it back over to Myers just in time, but she rolled out of bounds with it. And so possession will go back to DA. Both teams going to the bench here. Looking to get everybody in. Schnabel will come to the bench now. Marissa and Kayla are done for the evening here for the Purple Devils. Just did not go Franklin's way here tonight. Good defense by Delhi, and just some shots weren't falling, too. Sometimes they're going to have a night like that. Minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 51-25. Delhi with the basketball as they go left to right. They'll work one back up to Amanda Nealis. Nealis to the far side. We'll go to the high post. Wakin, pull-up jumper is good for Cadence Wakin. She now has six. That's 53-25 with a minute to go. Franklin across the midcourt timeline now. Just good to see these two teams out there. Good to see any teams out there. I didn't think we were going to have a basketball season, and it's good to be back here in this FCS gym tonight, I tell you that. 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Pull-up jumper for Zoe Warren. She banks it off the glass and in. And a good bucket there. Coach Bruce calling timeout to make sure that he can get everybody else in the ball game here. As Delhi has now played everybody on the roster here tonight. With 42 seconds to go, Franklin does the same. A few more numbers on the Delhi side, though, so a little tougher to get everybody in. Delhi leading 53-27, 40 seconds left in this early contest. Franklin doesn't have a JV team, so they decided to start this one early here tonight. It was a 5:30 tip as Delhi has the basketball with 30 seconds to go. They work it to the interior. A shot there is no good. Rebound opportunity saved. Ball loose on the floor. Shivers with the rebound for Franklin. And we'll have a foul underneath, and so Franklin will get the ball back. And the shot clock is off, so this could be the last possession of the game with 15 seconds left. Warren will go to Shivers on the left wing side and back to the top of the key. Franklin with the basketball. Here is Nikita Utter. Down to 5 seconds left. Will Franklin try to get one last shot off here on the right wing side as they go right to left? And it looks like they will have a shot. No, can't get it off. So our final score is 53-27. Delhi girls defeat Franklin. And we'll be back with our postgame show in just a few minutes. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our final score, Delhi girls win on the road here at Franklin, 53-27. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Our post-game show here, the Franklin girls falling at home to Delhi 53-27. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Franklin, a team-high 6 points for Kayla Campbell and Meredith Shivers, as well as Zoe Warren. So those three players with 6 points tonight. 5 points for Marissa Campbell and 4 for Paige Dutcher for the Franklin Purple Devils. On the other side for Delhi, 16 points. That's a game high for Sophia Wakin, 9 for Libby Lamport, 6 apiece for Sylvia Little and Cadence Wakin, 10 for Chella Schnabel. I can't forget about Chella. She was down there on the bottom of my sheet. So 10 for Chella, 9 for Libby Lamport, 6 apiece for Sylvia Little and Cadence Wakin, 4 for Julia Baxter, and 2 for Amanda Nealis. Now, Sylvia Little rolled her ankle in that first quarter, did not play much of the first half, came in and played a couple of minutes in the third quarter, was definitely running kind of gingerly on it there. So we'll hope that she's okay and can rest up for Saturday's game, as Delhi will be at Norwich. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off. We will be doing that game on the radio. So Sylvia is one of the best players in the area. She's getting a couple of Division I schools that are interested in her, so we'll hope that she's okay. It's one thing about this short season. You just hope that everybody gets through it injury-free. I've heard of a couple other injuries in the area, and you just hope that those players that are going on to play at the next level won't be injured. Now, Sylv is only a junior, so still some time. She'll be back in a Delhi uniform next year, but you never want to see anybody get hurt. So she finishes with 6 points. She really showed some grit there to jump back out on the court, play a couple of minutes, had some good steals, a breakaway layup. But you can tell when she was shooting, it just wasn't quite all there. So, Sylvia Little, we wish you the best, and we'll hope to see you on Saturday, that's for sure. So, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And going to be some good choices here tonight, so we'll see what we can do with that. So, one last quick break. Again, our final score, 53-27. The Delhi girls defeat Franklin tonight on the road. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute on WCDO.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside at Franklin Central School. Our final score again tonight, the Delhi girls defeating Franklin 53-27. Let's get into our 3 awards now to wrap up tonight's broadcast. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Sophia Waken, a game-high 16 points from Delhi. She got them off to that good start, had 8 points right away, boom, 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 and then was just very good the rest of the game. She was great on the glass. So we'll give Sophia Waken of Delhi our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to go with Chella Schnabel tonight from Delhi for that award. 10 points, but I thought she played very good defense, just hustled, was up and down the floor, spent a lot of time guarding Franklin standout Kayla Campbell. So we'll give Chella tonight from Delhi our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. So again, Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Lastly is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go with Marissa Campbell tonight from Franklin. Thought she did a good job on the glass defensively, a lot of steals, a lot of assists. So we will go with Marissa from Franklin tonight for our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Again, ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. So that will wrap up tonight's broadcast. 53-27 is our final score. the Delhi girls defeating Franklin. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. We'll be over at GMU as the Edmiston boys are in town for a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show about 10 to 15 minutes before the start of tomorrow night's contest. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. I'm Nate Lull. We hope you have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow on WCDO.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Doesn't take a scientist to understand what's going on, baby. If you see something new-